Soaring Heights by Ulrich, narrated by Lily Ward. On my Friday after work, I had imagined that I would laze around my flat in a tracksuit and binge-watch one of my favorite series that I hadn't got around to watching on Netflix or HBO. When I woke up, however, it was sunny outside without a cloud in the sky, even though the weather forecast had predicted rain and stormy weather. That being the case, it would be strange to draw the curtains closed to watch TV. I'm neither sick nor hungover, but I also hadn't planned anything for the day, or the evening for that matter. I am 26 years old and single. Not newly single, but as a matter of fact, never anything other than alone. Oh yes, there have been situations that could have resembled relationships, but they never reached a point where we, or I, had considered moving in together or committing to anything more serious. That would be my fault. Several of my friends are both married and have children. Therefore, I am often the topic of conversation when it is late in the evening and we have had a little too much wine. Why doesn't Maya have a boyfriend? Or more precisely, why has Maya never had a boyfriend? Well, I don't know exactly why myself. The most straightforward explanation would be that I quite simply never have been in love. Regardless, my friends think it is strange, and what makes me even a bigger freak is that I've never been in a proper relationship before, which is also true. I can easily relate to them when they say they are in love. I just simply never have been. I've dated nice guys, fun guys, good-looking guys, so it's not that supplies are limited. And I love sex, so that is not the problem either. Perhaps the problem is partly because I live in a relatively small town of just 40,000 people, and maybe in this select group, the one isn't anywhere to be found. I'm quite average-looking. I'm a brunette, slim, and well-toned. I think it's also worth mentioning that I am a pilot and a qualified aircraft mechanic. I don't feel like I need to say it because it's wild and different for 2018, but there have been guys in the past that thought I was way too much of a tomboy for them. The thing is that even a sunny Friday with no plans can seem excruciatingly long when you don't have a boyfriend and all your friends are at work. So I was relieved when my brother Jimmy called and in a pleading voice...